KSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley suspending her presidential campaign after winning just one Super Tuesday state, Vermont. The former South Carolina governor is set to deliver remarks at 10 a.m. Eastern time this morning. With more, here's ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Nikki Haley's decision to leave the race makes Donald Trump the presumptive GOP nominee. Trump was already on a course to win the nomination outright this month. Haley will not endorse Trump, but instead urge him to earn the votes of those who supported her. More than 2.8 million people did, roughly a quarter of those voting in the GOP primaries thus far.
With more on the legal challenges facing Donald Trump going forward, here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Exit polls showing major warning signs for the former president as he faces 91 criminal charges, with 79% of Haley voters saying they would be dissatisfied if Trump were the nominee. The exact same number saying he would be unfit for office if convicted of a crime.
This is ABC News. To write or not to write an Oscars speech? That's the question for all the Oscar nominees. ABC's Jason Nathanson getting the answer from one actor.
Barbie star America Ferrera is known for speeches. Her Barbie monologue likely got her Best Supporting Actress nomination.
It is literally impossible to be a woman.
And should she win the Oscar Sunday night, she tells me she won't be winging her acceptance speech.
Nothing would make me more stressed the whole night than feeling like, what would I do if I was in that position? And then, like, what a missed opportunity if you're like up there just bumbling and you forget to thank your husband. You know, it's like, I don't want to be that person.
The favorite to win her category, the Holdover star Davine Joy Randolph. Find out what happened Sunday night on ABC. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
A new struggle for many Americans struggling with weight. The Wall Street Journal says some companies can't keep up with the cost for popular weight loss drugs. Some are cutting back on paying them, and others are cutting off on reimbursements altogether. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The president of the Wisconsin Technical College System is set to retire later this year. Dr. Morna Foy has served as the system's president since 2012. She has worked in the state technical college system since the late 90s. There are 16 schools across the entire technical college system with nearly 280,000 students. Foy says that it was an honor to lead the organization. The system will now begin a nationwide search for her successor. Recent rainy weather has somewhat lowered the risk of wildfires in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says most of the state's midsection is at a low risk of danger, while southern and eastern Wisconsin are still at high risk. 138 wildfires have burned about 300 acres of land in Wisconsin already this year. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
It's senior night for Marquette. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The regular season winding down as number 8th-ranked Marquette hosts number 2-ranked UConn. In Milwaukee, the Golden Eagles played without their center, Osa Iguodaro, in their loss to Creighton. Head coach Shaka Smart.
He's feeling much better. Yeah, he had a really tough flu bug. You know, literally wasn't able to leave the hotel. But he's doing much better. He practiced yesterday.
NFL, the Packers did not use the franchise tag on any of their players. Talks continue with Aaron Jones and right guard John Runyon. Otherwise, several other players like A.J. Dillon, safety Darnell Savage, are headed for free agency. NBA, the Bucks have won 6 in a row now since the All-Star break.
You know, guys just talking, communicating, doing what the coach asked of us. We drill things and drill them and drill them, and it's been like muscle memory for us now to go out there and you can plug and play guys, and, you know, the thing, our system still looks the same no matter who's out there.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 47 this afternoon, with wind out of the northeast at only about 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, a few more clouds with a high of 48 with some scattered rain possible Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Wednesday at 9 a.m. I'll be joined by the Executive Director of Citizen Action, Dr. Robert Craig.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning, weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 a.m. and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, hour number two here, 97.9 FM, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the great folks at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. If you've been waiting to replace broken windows and doors, you want to revitalize your home with a new look, now is the time to get it done. Because now until March 31st, zero interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. That's right. Pay now, or excuse me, get them now, pay later. 3 years, as a matter of fact. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors very easy. Check it out. PellaWI.com. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. They're a phenomenal company.
We love them. And there are some companies that do the pay now, get your windows later. Not Pella. You know, Pella, you get your windows now and pay later. So it's a great company. I love them.
All right. Introduce a very special guest.
So those of you who are familiar with the Green Bay area, and I'm sure this is happening down in our listening area in Oshkosh and Appleton, these resource centers, which are affiliated with the school. And we have the director of the Howe Resource Center, which is in downtown Green Bay, Amanda Howe. Is that how you got? That's your resource center. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's my resource center.
Amanda Howe,
you put that together.
Amanda Howe.
That's why you were mayor.
Oh, no, my name's Amanda Johnson.
Okay.
I'll take Amanda Howe, though.
Okay. My notes say Amanda Howe, but
no,
it's Amanda Johnson.
You're all good. Sometimes I feel like I might be Amanda Howe. So
I know you spend a lot of time there. But anyway, you're the director of the Howe Resource Center in downtown Green Bay. And a new program you're taking advantage of, Dolly Parton, who everybody loves.
The Dolly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So Dolly Parton's Imagination Library has been around for decades. Dolly herself, as many of you know, is a philanthropist in her own right. And her father was a coal miner, an illiterate coal miner. And she really, truly believed that had he had the access to books and been able to read, his life wouldn't have been as difficult as it was. And so she started a foundation decades ago to ensure that all children can have access to books. And so the illusion out there, though, is unfortunately that it's a unpaid, you know, it's a free program. And it is. It's free to the families. But nonprofits and other businesses and areas need to come up with the funding to launch this program. And what it is all children in a identified zip code, whatever the funding is obtained for, would receive a free book once a month delivered directly to their home, addressed to them, from basically birth all the way up until they turn 5 years old.
You know, I remember I was in the Dr. Seuss book club, and every month you get that book. That was so exciting. Yeah. I can still see that. You're so excited. You see that in the mailbox.
And Amanda's saying, it doesn't go to the resident of. I mean, it goes to them.
It goes to the child.
That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
It's almost like a birthday card.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely better.
Absolutely.
But let me ask you this, Amanda. How in the Green Bay area, obviously, how big of a need is this?
Yeah, so we are not only in a food desert in Green Bay, but we're also in a book desert. And a book desert is defined as households that have under a certain number of books. And the research shows, you know, you had Dr. Tiller on, you've had many guests on that have talked about education, mm-hmm. things like that. And the biggest thing is access. We know that the third grade reading levels are not good, not only in our county, not only in our state, in our country. And the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library really seeks to not solve the problem by any means. I'm not under the illusion that just because we can provide a sure. free book that we're going to solve that problem, but we're going to start chipping away at it. And so if we can provide books for families to read with their child, to interact with their child, what's unique about these books is that they're all developmentally appropriate depending on how old the child is. So these aren't just any random book right. that comes in the mail. So our young parents of young children are getting the board books and they're getting the picture books. And then as that child grows, the books grow with them.
That's awesome.
And so, boy, if you can lock them in on loving to read.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's absolutely. Awesome. And even though, you know, things are good in our listening area,
yeah.
there is a need. I mean, there's low income and house school. You also have a transient thing.
Absolutely.
And that's tough. So hopefully these books can follow the kids even when they move.
Yeah. So we set up a kind of an interesting opportunity. So what's really nice about the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library is it does recognize that. So we have some things in place. If a family does move, we can have them delivered to like the resource center and the family can pick them up until they're able to, you know, get into some stable and safe housing. But what's really unique about this program is its true equitability. It's not just for the low income. You're not taking a spot away from someone if you register your child for a book, because what we want to see is we want to see that true equity. And so no matter what socioeconomic status you are, the only qualifications right now for our program are that you live in 54301 and 54302 zip code. I wish I could say it's for all the other zip codes, but we are working on that.
Sure.
It's an active work in progress. But
it's not free. I mean, it's
not free. And brass tacks, we would not have been able to launch this program if it wasn't for the support of the community. And the support started years ago. It started with the resource center being built. It started with you, the mayor. You have been incredibly just supportive of the resource center the entire time you were in, but then also after. You've made a point to come to the resource center. So what happened was is the awareness grew of that resource center. And so with the generous funding from the George Kress Foundation, which was $50,000 on a 3-year
wow.
commitment.
Nice.
We're asking, it's a huge commitment, but that allows us to know that for 3 years. And what's unique about this program is it's step up. So that $50,000 a year will actually go probably for more like 5 years, because we can have up to 2,500 kids that are identified in that zip code.
That's what I was going to ask. How many kids yeah. right now do you serve?
Yeah. So there's 647 kids registered as this morning.
Wow.
But we can have, because they use the census to determine how many kids are going to be in a certain zip code. So it's up to like 20. I think you at last count, it's like 2,600 that we could fund with that $50,000.
All right. So Amanda Johnson, who is the yeah. director of the executive research, the executive director of the Howell Resource Center. I want to just, maybe people don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I want to go over that again, because yeah. I remember
yeah.
when we were
yeah.
getting
yeah.
it started.
You've done our rally. You've yeah. done all the things.
But there's more to it. There's even some dental work. Just tell the listeners about
where
that.
Where is it, first of all?
Yeah.
I sound stupid, but where is it?
Right next to
Shell. No, you're all good. So you probably drive by our building on a regular basis. We exist in a little brown building. I'm not from here, but it's my understanding it used to be an insurance company. And it's a
what street?
Monroe. So
Monroe.
526
okay.
it's
Monroe.
Right next to the Shell.
Drive by yeah. all the time.
Right next
yeah.
to the Shell station.
Yeah.
And really,
yeah.
And very close to
it is.
How
50 it is.
Yards
it is.
Maybe.
And so what a lot of people don't realize is we are a community resource center. So we actually serve all of Brown County. And we do that under a couple different pillars. Our first pillar is our support of the school, which is why the Howe Community Resource Center became the Howe Community Resource Center 30 years ago. It's almost 30 years ago. So as a community school partner with the Howe Community School, as you know, Howe is the first and right now only community school, which means that as a community school, other agencies and other entities wrap around the school to address needs that are barriers to education. So we recognize that the kids that go to Howe might need some extra supports. They might need, their families need extra supports. Sure. So right now, our biggest reach is our mental health. We have mental health counselors that meet directly with the scholars on a regular basis to address mental health care needs. And these are scholars. We call the kids at Howe scholars because they are. They're
I love that.
They're developing. And so we, that mental health person took kids that were on waiting lists and have been addressing their mental health care needs.
Who picks the books that go to kids?
That's Dolly. That's the foundation.
Dolly Parton herself, her people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they actually have a whole committee that works with picking those books. So
that's
fantastic. Yeah, so the Resource Center also. So our main mission, I mean, we could talk about this for hours. Our main mission is to ensure that children are safe, healthy, and ready for academic and life success.
Awesome.
So,
and I'm hoping these books, they don't have any advertising in.
No.
These are just pure.
Nope.
That's awesome.
No, there's no, they're, and the only people that have access to the information is me. Okay. And the Dolly Library, obviously. They're not getting any, it is not a scam. I mean, it's hard to imagine. You're going to give me a book for free for
Every month. I wasn't thinking
month?
A scam, but I just have to have that sugared cereal that John and I grew up on.
Absolutely.
To take a page, but they don't do that. It's just a, awesome.
No.
And, God bless her for doing that.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
This is nationwide.
It is nationwide. So it's actually international as well. There's Dolly has it in Ireland and some other countries. It is nationwide. So as I've said, it's we have it right now for 54301, 54302. We ask that you just go to Dolly Parton's ImaginationLibrary.com. You put in your zip code and very basic information, your child's name, your email, and an address. That's all.
Do you
we're
need
asking.
Local funding, or are you guys pretty well set?
We want local funding. We want this in the county. So the next zip code to tackle would be 54303, 54304, which that's going to be Lambeau and the West Side. And then after that, it's all the smaller zip codes. In order to fund this for the entire county, we need about $250,000 a year. And I think we can get there if we collaboratively, which is a really important word that we really need to all remember, is that this isn't owned by the Howe Community Resource Center. This can be owned by the entire county.
Awesome.
And so our goal is to reach out to local organizations, local businesses. Look, we know we're one of, I think, 1,300 nonprofits in the area. I know, John, you've supported, you support many local nonprofits. Everyone has their passions. And so we want to be able to do this smartly and collaborating with different organizations and different businesses, because if we can get, you know, a local business to say, I'll do $20,000 for 3 years, I'll do this for 3 years, then we can raise that $250,000 real fast.
And this is a big deal. This is a bigger deal. I know you're all focused on the kids and reading, and I get that, and get them to love to read. They're going to read. Like, John reads like incredible. I don't read as much as I wish I did. My kids grew up as readers. But what I want to say is, if we do this, what a stake in the ground for the county as a recruiting tool to say, look, I'm moving to a county or I'm staying in a county. There's a lot of things, boxes they check, you know, the entertainment, the safety, the taxes, but, This is a great program. I would hope businesses would step up on this, because this is and $250,000. You can get some government money should go into that too.
Sure.
I mean, it's this is a good investment.
It's a win-win. I mean, there's no across the aisles. Even you can't dispute that literacy is super important, and that literacy is ultimately a survival skill.
Absolutely.
Someone said that, and that's not my quote. Someone at a local conference said it is not a privilege. It's a basic survival skill.
If you don't have that, everything is so much tougher.
I have a mom who has Alzheimer's right now, and she's deep in Alzheimer's, but the one thing she remembers and says on a regular basis is, if you can read, you can do anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think this is wonderful. We only got 1 minute left.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amanda, how else can we help you?
So we have a local fundraiser coming up. The mayor actually participated quite a few years ago on our Rally for a Reason. It's a scavenger hunt that goes around Brown County. You have cars and you go around Brown County with the team. It's $25 a ticket, and that's on April 27th. Awesome. You can go to our website and get tickets for that.
Is that website the same as you mentioned?
It's howcommunityresourcecenter.org.
Okay,
so,
awesome.
Yeah.
You're a great spokesperson for this.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you.
It comes from the heart with you. That's
thank
phenomenal.
You. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much for being here. Whatever we can do, you let us know.
Thank you.
You got it open for them.
Thanks,
Amanda Johnson from the Howe Resource Center. Dr. Chan is going to be here before too much longer. And Tim Hanna back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Gina Della from Pella. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. We go beyond just measuring and handing you a quote by listening and educating you on all of your product options. And with DesignWorks, you can see what your home will look like before you buy. Order by March 31st, you get 0% interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. Got free training and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
All right, thank you. Thanks for coming in. Are we back? Oh, we're back on the air. Okay, Johnny. We were just saying goodbye to Amanda Johnson.
She's awesome, wasn't she?
That was...
What a great program.
And what a great person.
But I still... Oh, phenomenal. But I still remember when I was a little... So I was probably six, seven. How exciting that was to get that book in the mail every day. It'd be like green eggs and ham or whatever, right. All those things.
You guys did that?
Yeah. Didn't you?
No, I don't think so. We went to the library.
But you weren't on the you didn't have the Dr. Seuss thing?
I don't remember getting that in the mail. I remember reading that.
Seems like everybody in my class did. Did you guys, Todd?
I remember, like, we had, like, that little book thing where you could order books every month and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think I was on the Dr. Seuss thing.
Okay. No. I wonder, would those be valuable if I still had them? Probably not. Huh? I probably wrote in them and colored in them. And
that would be valuable.
Cut out, right?
But, yeah. From the mind of Mino.
Yes.
The question
cut
is,
out pictures.
Did you read them? Did you read them? Like, you know, there's, I got to talk to her. I could have talked to her for some time, but there's a whole lot of data on if these kids can't read at third, fourth grade, how they struggle financially and actually.
In a lot of ways, I'm sure.
Criminal. But there's a bad.
If you don't have that basic reading skill, and if you don't enjoy reading and all those kinds of things, man, you're behind the eight ball in some ways. I mean, you just are.
When I'd go to Howe and these other places for kids, is I think sometimes kids will see a book and it's boring, but there's books on Packers, there's books on horses.
Absolutely.
You know, if kids, you know, I happen to like horses. I always told them that. But you can read books on that. And I just. What she's doing is great, and I think everybody's saying, well, that's going to be great. These kids can read. You know, the real payoff in this is going to be in 15, 20 years.
Absolutely.
You know?
But I know whatever I can do to put books in kids' hands, absolutely. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And help her any way we possibly
can. We got to get her
can.
Back here, Todd. She's that event, that scavenger hunt thing, which is a lot of fun, is April 27th, I think.
We'll get her on before that.
Yeah,
that's
what
I just mentioned to her when she was leaving and said, hey, let's do this again to, you know, prop that up a little bit more.
And then I offered off the air to maybe help with a little lobbying. Lobbying to get some funds.
Okay.
You know,
I don't really know what a lobbyist. What is a lobbyist? I know some of these people, they're in politics, and then he's a lobbyist. Well, do you do basically? Just schmooze?
Schmooze, but somebody's going to pay you, like, I don't know, pick an organization, the We Energies. Or
John Mino.
John Mino.
The Mino Fund.
Yeah, that's right.
Or like George Costanza.
Right.
And the Human Fund.
You pay them, what? $75,000 to do lobbying for you, and then they get, you know.
What do they do?
They go to it depends, but they go to local, state, federal government, and get you money. They get you attached to a bill to fund this or to fund that to help your organization, to help your industry.
But you're not political, right? When you're a lobbyist, you're not political. You're just working for somebody.
You're working for the
that person, an organization,
right?
Yeah.
So the Oneidas have lobbyists.
Okay.
They're the League of Municipalities. We can talk to Tim about that, but I think they hired a lobbyist. I remember I was part of that discussion. Should we hire a lobbyist? And the lobbyist, if we give him $100,000 or their organization, I should say, what we want is more shared revenue. And so they go and they twist arms to, not twist arms, but they go and explain to the legislators how important this is. And would you support this bill? You get somebody to draft the bill. Hopefully you can get somebody to co-sign from the other side of the aisle. So we got,
Can I just say something? I want to be a lobbyist.
Oh, there's a lot of money.
What do you do? You take them out for dinner and stuff?
Basketball
drinks.
Remember that guy?
Oh, my gosh. I got to do this.
Some guy in D.C.
Who wants me as your lobbyist? Let me know.
No, John, there's law. There's rules to that because these guys have been taking too much. And didn't some guy do time out in D.C.? Who's out D.C.? Is it the Wizards? Who plays basketball?
The Washington Wizards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The owner?
No. The lobbyist had great seats, and he's taking all these Congress guys. And
that goes on left and right, I would think.
No, he got in trouble for that, though.
I would think years ago it was crazy.
So these people who run for office, you know.
You know who else I heard got in trouble with that? Some doctors. Not around here, but nationally, where they were with the pharmaceutical companies.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
Getting way too many perks and things like that.
Remember in radio, we could get in trouble for playing a record for a couple of bucks, right?
Absolutely.
And all this is going on now, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Payola.
Or actually in colleges, too. I knew kids that were suspended for the most minor things in the world. Yeah. And now they're giving these kids millions of dollars. They're just, it's crazy.
But that's why they changed the law a little bit.
But could you be a lobbyist? You'd be a good lobbyist.
No, I would. And I could. But I think it's 2 or 3 years you can't leave office and turn around and become a lobbyist the next day. Because you've got all your friends there and, you know, they're afraid you're going to set stuff up.
Oh, before you leave office type thing?
Well, not that anybody would ever do that. But people,
I would.
lobbyists can make a lot of money. And think about it, Johnny. There's no inventory. There's nowhere. It's you. You're a sales guy, but you're working
you're
for
schmoozing
maybe
and trying
four or five companies are going to sign you up. It's like a manufacturer's rep.
All right.
And people have made a ton of money being lobbyists. And
I want to be a lobbyist.
Yeah, that would
Who can I be a lobbyist for?
You could. Well, for the. You could
resource center, right? Could he lobby?
I don't have the money to pay him to be a lobbyist, but you could be a lobbyist for Veterans Administration.
Okay.
And they'd pay a couple $100,000 and you go in make sure that you get some.
You work on this for me? you know anybody? Todd, I'm not going to be in next week.
for 20%?
I'm starting my new career as a lobbyist.
You would be a great lobbyist because people like you.
We could change the name of the show to The Lobbyist and the Mayor.
Yes, I like it.
We have to run this.
Then when I'm doing time,
right,
we'll just live stream.
Before we do this, we got to run this by legal. But there are laws to that. But many, many ex-politicians, have tried or have become lobbyists. But that's where the money is. I mean, you look at, the state budget, county, the city. I mean, if you can attach on a bill to fund your whatever you're working on, the industry for beef, for whatever. They hire lobbyists. These guys aren't going to. The guy who owns the beef company, he couldn't find a bathroom door in Madison or in Washington, D.C. But you get these lobbyists that they know where the bodies are buried. They know who to talk to. They know how to draft a bill and they know how to get the votes. That's worth it, right?
It's a connection based thing, I would imagine.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Wow. I like this a lot. I like this a lot. Can I become a lobbyist?
You would be good at it. I'm telling you because I.
Uh oh.
What was here?
Royalty just walked in the door.
Oh, Dr. Chen?
Yeah.
Oof.
Oh, boy.
All right. I got to stop talking.
Here we go. Here we go.
It makes me nervous.
We got to have some real special music when he comes on.
What, the Jeopardy music?
No, it's got to be bigger and better than that.
I don't know. What should it, like a polka?
Yeah, not a polka. No. You know what I want?
What?
Something jazz.
Okay.
From back long ago jazz. He killed in the jazz competition last night.
He killed in every category last night.
Jazz. You got to find, when we come back, we're bringing Dr. Chen.
Yeah.
We're going to bring in the great music that he just dominated in.
Or you can run biblical quotes. He killed
him. He knew that, too.
He just ran the table on everything last night.
But Dr. Chen will be joining us in just a couple of minutes. He's in the house here. This could be fantastic. How many did you get, do you think? I think I got three
for the night. Your kid got four, right?
Dom got eight.
Oh, eight.
Because the biblical things and everything, he was all over that.
I got a couple right. I mean, not. Yeah, I think he would have. Dr. Chen would have beat me.
Hey, how would it be? It would be kind of fun. Boy, him against 10 of us. You know what I mean?
The guy,
like a team. A team against him.
Yeah. He comes across as this really nice, sensitive guy, and there should be a slaughter rule. He just smoked these guys. I'm like, Doc, let these kids letting up. We just kept going at it, though. He's awesome. Right. And he's in the house.
Mino and the mayor, Dr. the champion, Dr. Ben Chan, will be joining us right after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley suspending her presidential campaign after winning just one Super Tuesday state, Vermont. The former South Carolina governor is set to deliver remarks at 10 a.m. Eastern time this morning. With more, here's ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Nikki Haley's decision to leave the race makes Donald Trump the presumptive GOP nominee. Trump was already on a course to win the nomination outright this month. Haley will not endorse Trump, but instead urge him to earn the votes of those who've supported her. More than 2.8 million people did, roughly a quarter of those voting in the GOP primaries thus far.
With more on the legal challenges facing Donald Trump going forward, here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Exit polls showing major warning signs for the former president as he faces 91 criminal charges, with 79% of Haley voters saying they would be dissatisfied if Trump were the nominee. The exact same number saying he would be unfit for office if convicted of a crime.
This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Supreme Court is dismissing two lawsuits trying to keep Donald Trump's name off presidential ballots in Wisconsin this year. Justices say only Congress can do that. The Wisconsin lawsuits were part of a nationwide effort to remove Trump. They pointed to a provision in the U.S. Constitution banning anyone who's engaged in insurrection from holding federal office. March is National Reading Month. Libraries in Wisconsin are coming up with novel ways to get kids in the door, including passports that let them check out and return books in a wide area.
And then you get the kids into the libraries, you get them a book in their hand, and you say, here, you can take this, and then just return it to the next one you go at.
Blaze Burton works at the Mercer Library. He says incentives make reading feel less like a chore. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 47 this afternoon, with wind out of the northeast at only about 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, a few more clouds with a high of 48 with some scattered rain possible Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. The Todd Allbus Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Hey, welcome back. This is perfect music. Perfect music. We'll explain why. Mino and the Mayor, and we are here with Dr. Ben Chan, a winner again last night on Jeopardy. We're at his viewing party, which was really fun. And this category of jazz from back in the, what, 40s or 50s, wherever it was, you destroyed everybody in this category. What's your background with this?
That's lucky. One of my high school music teachers gave us an assignment once to profile a jazz musician. I think I picked Charlie Parker,
which was one of the answers last night, I believe, right?
I don't remember that. So it's one of the dream categories for me because it's a category that I haven't even thought about since.
Wow.
You know, in 20 years, it's something you wouldn't have to study.
And the questions weren't just like, what's his song? It was like this original composer, then redone by this guy. Like John and I would struggle with that. That was a saxophone player.
It was good. Like my nightmare category is the Beatles because so many people know the Beatles well, and I don't know the Beatles well. So that, you know, if that had been a Beatles category instead of a jazz category, game could have gone very.
There was a category last night. Jim and I looked at each other. We both yelled. It's like, oh my God, this is perfect for you, meaning me. But it turned out to be a lot harder.
The movie,
A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men.
Jessup's thing.
Yeah, that's an interesting category. Actually.
Yeah, but his thing, because I thought, because I mean, I mean, how many times have I given that speech?
Oh man, too many.
Son, we live in a world that has walls. Who's going to guard those walls? You, Lieutenant Weinberg, I have a greater responsibility you could ever fathom. Well, Santiago's death, though tragic, saved lives.
You know,
my very existence, being grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. I prefer you just go on your way and say thank you because you want me on that
Jack.
Wall. You need me on that wall. We talk about duty, honor. For you, it's a punchline at cocktail parties.
So he knows every word of that movie.
Yeah, you know too many of the words.
That's why he didn't get any right.
I didn't get any of them right. With the way they asked those questions.
Even the $200 one, it's like, well, he'll get this one. Cranium was the last one in that. That was the $1,000 one. That was the answer.
Yes, I think we missed. Did we miss that one? I think we missed. No, none of us got
You
that
only missed there. One, didn't you? As far as being wrong?
Yeah, that was a very clean game for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so everybody knows you now. And I tease you about something from last time you were on our show. But so Dr. Chen is St. Norbert professor, is run the tables in Jeopardy. You won last night. So you go on again. You play Thursday.
Yes, tomorrow night.
And, you know,
I know the matchup is really interesting because this is the first tournament of champions where the celebrity Jeopardy champion is playing. And Ike Barinholtz.
I didn't know that name. I heard the name.
Yeah, he's funny. He's been in a lot of stuff. You'd recognize him. We like, we watch a show after party that he's good. And he was in this movie Blockers about parents who are trying to prevent their kids from hooking up on prom night.
Oh,
very funny. So he's like a prolific comedy character actor. Very smart guy. He was the coolest guy in the green room. But then he pulled off, I think, the biggest upset in Tournament of Champions history when he beat Ray LaLonde, who had been a 13-game winner.
Wow.
Yeah, because people were writing him off because they figured, Celebrity Jeopardy is a little easier. But he killed it on Celebrity Jeopardy. So he never had a chance to show how good he'd be on normal. And so he rocked it. Yeah. So he'll be one of my opponents tomorrow night.
All right. By the way, one quick second. It's a little bit warm in the studio. Do you want to take your coat off?
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
What is he going to? Oh, you can take your coat off, man. That's awesome.
He's wearing his Zippin' Pippin' t-shirt.
I love that.
That's awesome.
That's great. Thanks for wearing that. I'm very fond of that ride.
I still think I'm the only person in Green Bay who has not been
on
it.
Can you believe that?
Oh. It's It zips you and then it pips you. That's what I like.
There you go.
And you actually wore that on your lapel, didn't you?
Yeah, that's zip and pipping thing? That was my lapel pin. Yes. Last night, a little Easter egg.
For all awesome. Because of you. Yeah. Think about that, Bear. Yeah, right? All because of you.
That's, it's yeah, a small, I'm sure that's
small
why.
World, yeah.
But so last night, and I think most people watch that. I know my mom is just, she's 92, and she's was so excited.
She's kind of a groupie.
My parents.
She's kind of a groupie.
My parents never miss Jeopardy. Oh, just cool. And they're, again, we all try to answer. If I get one, I'm partying. If I get
don't
one,
you feel smart when you get
I
one?
I do.
Like, but I knew that. Yeah. I knew that.
But last night when you played, did you feel a little bit like I should back off? Have you smoked those people?
No. I mean, I think that you're never, there's no lead that's safe, you know, for most of the game. Right. So you can't really back off. Plus there've been the top there. It's a seeded tournament. There are the top five seeds of the top five seeds. Oh. Four of the top five seeds had lost before I played last night.
Wow.
And so I was like, as I said in the post game with Ken Jennings, I knew I had to bring my like A+ game because. Yeah. So I was, you know, I'd been prepared for months thinking about this one game. So I was very dialed in. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And how is that host? How is that guy?
Oh, Ken. Yeah, he's amazing. He's one, super smart, as you'd expect. Very funny. And you'll see these photos that he takes with contestants. Like, he's game to do funny photos with us that he doesn't have to do. So he's just, he's very much on our side. You know?
Are you nervous? I'm sure everybody asks you that. But are you nervous when you go there?
Yeah, it's funny. You're nervous preparing because... I'm just an anxious preparer, but one of the things that I like about Jeopardy is I think I have a touch of ADHD, and so being on stage, getting 60 clues in really 15 minutes when you take out the interviews and the commercial breaks, it's very freeing because there's no time to be anxious about stuff.
Right?
So you're just... It seems like you'd be thinking, but you're not thinking. You're just responding. Yeah.
Tell us, I think I asked you this last time. How did you get into that? Because there's people like, oh, man, I think I should be on that show. But how did you get into that?
No, I think it's just like everybody else. You know, you watch, and then one day, you know, I'm playing on my couch. I think I've had a glass of wine. And I think like, oh, I would have won this show today. Right. So, and then the ad comes on, take the anytime test. And so I was like, okay, I'll take the anytime test, right? And you take it, and then one thing leads to another, you know?
That's great.
Yeah.
And this is what I wanted to talk to you about. So you were in here, I don't know, a month ago, 2 months ago, and I said, are you kind of a celebrity? You're like, not really, but yeah. And then I saw you at Costco, and there's a line of people getting their picture taken with them. I said, I think, Doc, you are a celebrity. So, yeah, that's got to be kind of fun because you're known for being like a really smart, nice guy.
Yeah, right. You're known. It's not like I'm known for, you know, Steve Bartman reasons, right?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Right.
Like, you're known for something.
Can I just say one thing, though? He has no idea who Steve Bartman is.
I said the same thing. I just said to Christy, who?
I said this. Just wait, though. I said this guy's going to make us look dumb, so I'd rather off just being quiet.
Who's Steve Bartman?
I don't know. John, I told you that no matter. I was nervous about him coming in.
I don't know.
Just quit asking.
He was the guy at the Chicago Cubs game that year. Where he kind of interfered with that foul ball that came into the stands.
Of course.
Then the Cubs ended up losing that game. And he's had to go into hiding. No, I'm serious about this. He's literally had to go into hiding for 20 years because Cub fans still hate him so much. True story.
I didn't know his name, but I'm familiar with the story. Anyway, so no, you're not a Steve Bartman. That and your parents got to be awfully proud of you.
Yeah, so my mom is in... She lives in assisted living, a nice place in New York. That's where actually I stay with her whenever I'm back there. And she's now the most popular person at the Flushing House.
Are you going to buy her some Tupperware too?
Mom, she's not. No, my fellow contestants had a funny story about that. You know, after he won on the show, his mom asked him to buy a Gucci bag. And then his aunt asked him to buy a Gucci bag. And then he asked his dad, do you want anything from Gucci? And his dad said, no, Gucci's a waste of money. Just send me cash. I think my mom would prefer cash.
That's awesome. So when you prepare for these, you said you do a little bit of preparation just to kind of like almost like warming up in a ball game where you kind of you almost have to get your mind limber, don't you?
Yeah, right. It's a different thing. Like it's very fast. You know, like actually the Colonel Jessup category is a good indication of that. Like. Yeah, I wasn't joking. You probably knew the speech too well, right? Because you had too many options.
Yeah.
And so you have to also kind of zone into, you know, if the, I'd be in sometime in, when I've looked at philosophy categories, I'm a philosophy professor. Like, I actually know too much philosophy for what Jeopardy's asking for.
Almost overthink it a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah,
huh?
You're going to overthink it because they're never going to ask about somebody that only I, as a philosophy professor, know about. They're going to ask about somebody, a philosopher that you've probably heard of somewhere at some point. And you have to remember to think about who they're likely to be asking about.
All right, so you're standing there, and then they unveil the categories. Do you like, yes, yes? I mean, is it like, I can smoke this, or is there anything that has scared you?
I think, no, right, that's, you don't want to be in that mindset, right, where you're playing scared. But
which is the only mindset that we would have. Anyway, yeah.
Now, when the categories come up, mostly what you're doing at that level, the people who have competed at the high level, are you're trying to figure out where the Daily Double's likely to be. Because there are categories where it's more like less likely to be. So they're probably not going to ask it in... they're going to ask it in a more academic category usually because they want it to be in kind of more center cut material. It's not going to be in the Miley Cyrus category.
You don't start at the top. I mean, you kind of pick and choose even bigger numbers.
That's the other thing that, you know, they're not randomly distributed in terms of money value, the Daily Doubles. They're more likely to be in the fourth, third, and fifth rows, kind of in that order.
Is there strategy?
Yeah, so it's not that complicated.
To come out 7,000 ahead before the other guy got
it's
anything.
It's not complicated.
No, the strategy's not complicated. The thing is, it's hard, sometimes hard to execute the strategy under the lights, right? So, you know, I haven't, you have to kind of, that's the other thing you have to kind of limber up on and
sure.
remember,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
All right, be comfortable going, don't get caught up in whatever, just have your know your simple strategy and execute it, you know.
Is there alcohol in the green room?
No, there's a funny story. They did a really good, on the Jeopardy podcast, they interviewed all, you know, hundreds of people who lost to Ken Jennings during his run. And one of them mentioned that they had, you know, had made their Frappuccino a, you know, white Russian.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. And before they went on the show.
Then they cut because they knew they were playing this person that they had seen on TV win 50 games.
Right. Yeah.
And they just want to loosen up. And then there's a pretty funny clip.
Wow. That's like us with our maple syrup bourbon yesterday.
Right. You.
She was loose on the show.
But many green rooms, you know, like, Johnny Carson, all those people, they have just a ton of alcohol. I was just wondering.
Not for us. they had some stuff. The funny thing is, they don't want you with any outside materials in the green room, like study materials. You know, I think just because they don't want, but the funny thing is, somebody mentioned the green room trivia is everywhere. And so I started, you know, I picked up one of the snacks they had for us and said, yeah, you know, you could look at the ingredient label and study the names of vitamins, right? So it's true. Like, you know, there are really study materials everywhere, right?
So do you realize that, I mean, your name now is going to live on forever in Jeopardy lore, and Jeopardy people are as fervent about their people
as
anything you'll ever find. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, you know, that hasn't really sunk in yet, right? I think the fun thing for me, you know, you've gotten from the Steve Bartman reference, I'm a pretty big sports fan and I'm also obviously a nerd in some way. So I like stats a lot. And so the cool thing is that there are a bunch of people who keep cool Jeopardy stats, right? So I can see, like, oh, there's my name in this leaderboard of,
yes,
you know, this Jeopardy leaderboard.
Hey, Jim, how, quick question for your teacher, okay? I'm sure there's people that are saying, hey, I got the former mayor as my teacher. How many people are recalling their parents next semester? I got Dr. Chan!
Right. Maybe one or two call them. But everybody, you are going to be sought after. And I want to pick up on what Johnny said. We have some famous people from Wisconsin. We've talked about that a lot in the music, many, many, many in the sports, right? But have we had someone go this far in Jeopardy?
Yeah, I actually like to touch base with him. Early 2000s, Michael Falk, who was a meteorologist in Milwaukee.
Oh.
Now he's a teacher at a Catholic school down in Milwaukee. I think he runs their Quiz Bowl team, too. He won the Tournament of Champions.
Oh, wow.
Really?
So that was... it's about 20 years ago. So yeah, I was actually interested. I'm going to explore Quiz Bowl possibilities for, you know, St. Norbert.
And
I was actually hoping to reach out to him at some point to see what the Quiz Bowl situation's like.
Can I help? Can I be one of the announcers?
I'd love that. You'd be great.
Thank you. I would love to do that.
Remember the quiz you gave last night.
We're going to have a new contest starting next week. It's called Are You Smarter Than a Former Mayor?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we'll try to bring you on as our first contestant.
No way. I wouldn't do that.
Dr. Ben Chan, thank you so much. And thanks for being such a phenomenal representative of Northeast Wisconsin.
I mean, seriously, your humbleness to talk about the Tupperware, that was just great. You're a good guy. We're proud of you. You are a great face of Green Bay.
Thanks. I like what you're trying to do here to promote civic culture in Green Bay. So anytime you want to have me on.
Outstanding. Yeah. Right,
you're awesome.
Thank you so very much.
Thanks, Doc.
Really appreciate it. Wow. Dr. Ben Chan, how great to have him in here. We got Tim Hanna, the former mayor of Appleton, coming in when we come back. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
This sparkly bubble will get you in a whole lot of trouble.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Radio show. It's radio show. It's radio.
You got a certain little cute way of flirting with them.
Boy, that music sounds good. I like that. How great having Dr. Ben Chan in here the morning after his big win last night. He'll be on again tomorrow night. Is that right?
Yeah, Jeopardy.
Yep.
Right.
Fantastic in the semifinals, which is great. It's great learning about the backstage aspects of it, isn't it? I love that part of, everything.
He said they take pretty good care of him, in terms of, the hotel and obviously the airport.
The difference, though, is like a show like that. Backstage and all that kind of stuff. And then you think of like the Match Game from the 70s.
Yeah.
There was alcohol. Hammer. Going
totally.
On, right?
Not even a question. Totally. Yeah. Not even a question.
And there still is. But I just didn't know if they allowed it. But that take the edge off is, but and they don't want
would
that.
You, John, would you have a flask? I mean, be honest.
On Match Game?
No, on Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Like
Sports Jeopardy, you wouldn't have a.
You take John. You would drink before the game, wouldn't you?
No, not for sure. Something like that, really? No, I would do. I would drink if I was like if I had to perform, if I had to sing.
Yeah, so would I.
So the audience
still listen to you.
Something like that, but no. I'll be honest with you. You put me on Jeopardy. My knees will be shaking.
Yeah,
I think that's tough, man. Because you know why? You're not in control. I can speak in front of whatever and do whatever and do whatever and do whatever because you're in control. But with something like that. It's a walk in space. And like he even said, it's like you never know what categories are going to come up or whatever. And it might be right near, it might be for me, NFL quarterbacks, or it might be Greek philosophers.
Right.
One I know everything about, one I know absolutely nothing about.
Right.
And that can make all the difference in the world, you
would
think.
Well, like, what was that, Elliot? What was that guy's name last night? He kind of went into the hole a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't even come back for.
He couldn't.
He couldn't because he didn't have any.
Because he mathematically couldn't compete.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But I just think it's one of those things that, and not to just, blow smoke here, but Dr. Chan is, he's, like I said, he's so humble and so smart and so whatever. And he's got it all together and he's representing us, which I love.
I would put him on a cover of every Chamber magazine, recruiting tool.
Imagine him walking across campus these days.
Oh, man.
I bet he can't. Well, I bet every single person wants a picture.
And he said he's a professor of philosophy and people are going to want to just take his class.
That's
to learn,
what I mean. When they get their class right. schedule, it's like
it's all seniors
they're
going
to be calling,
right.
Mom, I got Dr. Chan, right. my professor.
Yeah, they're going to, all the seniors, because, you know, yes. they get the first to pick their class. I'm sure his classes are full. I wonder what the college has in mind for him. I mean, that's a small school, right? 2,000 kids. I mean, he could be a good recruiting tool for the university, for
Absolutely.
The college.
No question.
But anyway, and he's a young guy. It's going to be fun to watch him, see what he does.
Yep. No, fantastic.
Anyway.
I'm interested in that college bowl thing. I'd love to be a part of that.
I don't think.
What? Well, as a moderator type thing.
Okay, yeah, that you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So do you remember who was the old quiz bowl host back on the GE quiz bowl? It was all college students.
Locally?
Nope. It was a national show.
Because, you know, in the UP, they've actually got a high school bowl. They do.
I think that's great.
Yeah, I don't too. But why are you laughing? Why are you scoffing?
I'll play that one.
You'd get your butt kicked. Those kids from Rapid River and Ooh. Painesdale.
If not in the contest.
Nugani.
Afterwards, in the parking lot, your dad would beat the hell out of you. Yeah,
Alan Ludden, the host of Password.
Oh.
Actually did the GE
Who was, of
quiz
course,
bowl.
Married to?
Betty White.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to get back to Dr. Chan. He could be a host. He's that.
Oh, he could do anything.
I mean, that could be cool to see what he does.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it'd be great.
We had him in our studio. Yeah. So, yeah, I think he's going to be great.
But if he does that, I want to be a part of that. Because, like you said, next week we're starting up our new contest. Are you smarter than a former mayor?
Yeah.
And I think we're going to have the former mayor who's going to be joining us in a couple of minutes from Appleton. We're going to ask him if he wants to be the first contestant.
Oh.
And then I'm doing my quarterback challenge.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
That's going to be good.
We're going to talk about that because that's a chance for some people to win some money. Money, cash money.
Right.
Okay. Boy Knob, he's working on that for me.
And the other thing that's people are liking, and I've gotten a few messages on that, where are they now?
Yeah.
I just think
I get one every day.
Right. And that is going
to
be.
People are like, hey, whatever happened to so-and-so, it'd be fun to hear him on.
Dead. I can say that now.
Okay. Well, all righty.
I was trying to be political about it.
What did you say before? As they're watching us from above.
I was saying,
hey, St. Peter, don't bother me. It's on the Daily Double. Don't bother me now, Pete.
Yeah. Anyway, that is going to be a fun segment as we go to our 3 hours. So,
yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of cool stuff.
We're
Todd,
in our
you've done
hours.
A good job. What's that?
We are in our 3 hours.
Did you know that?
It started this week, Jim.
You're right.
But, yeah, anyway. Thank you, though. Yes. But you know, another thing, though, with something like that, with a Dr. Chan, it shows that, I mean, because when he sits here and he's wearing a Zip and Pippin shirt and everything, you know, normally you watch those shows and you think these people are just a different,
right?
Different planet, different whatever, and they're, you know, not normal. He's as normal of a guy as you'll ever find, but
totally.
Just brilliant and has this great recall. But that's the cool part, because some of those guys on Jeopardy, you just feel like they're different stratosphere.
And for I think a lot of people watched it last night, but for those of you who didn't, talk about being humble. He won, what, 260? Those seven games are 240? What, $240,000, and asked him what he's going to do, and he said, well, when I was married, we had a little reception and we got a lot of Chinese food. And so we were using these containers for lunches and things. And now I'm going to upgrade to glass containers.
Yeah, I love that. Loved it.
So, yeah, he's going
to But
be
it's
great.
Funny. It was like watching a ball game where it's like, you know, people were cheering and he got off to the early lead.
Right.
Then somebody else would get one. It's like, oh, they're coming back.
Absolutely.
It felt exactly like a ball game.
100%. And it had that atmosphere and people, like you said, you know, after every question, people are cheering and then he wouldn't get it. It's like a strike and a miss. Oh, you know, when he'd miss one. And
That was fun. A lot of fun. Anyway. So again, they're having again tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night on Fox 11 is 6 o'clock.
Yep.
He will play again and we'll see what happens.
All right. There you go.
Proud of him.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be at the ball game, of course, but still it's best of luck to him.
Oh yeah, that's right. Tomorrow is that doubleheader, right?
Yeah. If you don't want to go, I can get somebody to take your place. That's not a problem. What?
We'll go.
You're not worried about the kiss cam?
No, I hope not. If it's there.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I would pay somebody to get you guys on the kiss cam at this point.
I think isn't that more? I don't know. No, that ain't going to happen.
Todd's the kind of guy that would do that, though.
Oh, I will. Just to see him squirm?
He's got such a side to him, Todd does, that he's just,
Just to see the mayor squirm a little bit.
I agree.
Be all over
I that. Agree. All right. Well, Tim Hanna, former mayor of Appleton, is coming in the house. He's in the bullpen, standing by, and I think this is great. This is the first time we've ever had another, well, other than Eric, it's the first time we've ever had another man that's held that office on, right?
I'm thinking. You're right.
I think it's the only former mayor we've had.
Yeah, we've never had Paul Jaden on or anything.
No. and everybody else is watching from above.
Wow. Where am I going to be watching from? How come we don't have cable down here? up on top, they got everything. We got nothing down here. Well, that's why it's called hell, John. Oh. Okay. Set a break back.
I get it.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down.
Come. From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, Dr. Jeanette Kowalik, former City of Milwaukee Health Department Commissioner, talking about women in government.
The Maggie Dawn Show, afternoons from 2 till 4. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.